Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Carly. Carly writes from Weehawken, New Jersey. And Carly writes, Gerald, we're buying a tenant-occupied rental property. Do you have any advice for us? Well, Carly, when you buy a rental property, you often inherit, tenants that are already there. So actually, the very first property that I bought was a small tenant-occupied condominium, and I actually intended to live in it. But there was a tenant who was living there, and the lease was still in effect when I closed, so I actually became a landlord. That's how I got into the real estate business in the first place. So that can happen. But obviously, you don't know anything about the tenants that are already in the rental property, so it's very important that you protect yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three tips that you should follow when you buy a rental property and you inherit new tenants or existing tenants that are there. The first thing is to make certain that you review and verify the rent roll. So landlords who are selling their homes will often misrepresent or outright lie about the rent roll of their building to try to sell it for a higher price, etc. And there's a big difference between what the actual rent roll is and what an owner or landlord who's selling their place, you know, says that it could rent for. Make sure that you do your analysis on what the actual rent roll is right now. So you want to verify the rent roll. And if you're not able to verify the rent roll, then it might be a good idea to request that the property be delivered vacant. Because if you can't verify it, you may be setting yourself up for a lot of time at the eviction or landlord-tenant court. So make sure that you verify the rent roll. The second thing you want to verify are the expenses. So in the same way that property owners often misrepresent the rent roll, they also often misrepresent the expenses. Typically, by saying that they're actually lower than they really are. Now, a property's expenses changes over time, so it's more difficult to verify because that can change. One thing I like to do is call the local utility companies and see what information they'll give me about the property. Sometimes they'll divulge more information than you may think, so you can do that. But you definitely want to verify the expenses. And if you discover that the expenses are actually higher than you initially thought, you can go back and try to renegotiate a lower price, because obviously by understating the expenses, what the owner is doing is basically artificially inflating the cap rate or the capitalization rate on the property. So if the expenses are higher, then you should be able to get the property cheaper. The third thing that you want to verify when you inherit tenants in a rental property are the terms of the lease. So you got your rent roll, you got your expenses, but then there are terms of the lease, and you got to make sure that you're comfortable with those terms, because when you become the owner, you will be bound by those lease terms. So make sure that, you know, you're okay with the terms and the leases, and you can verify, you know, lease terms with each individual tenant with what's called an estoppel agreement. So thanks for your question, Carly. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.